There's no hormones involved with these cow production. You know, all the organic standards are prevailing in terms of the production. And so it's a completely natural environment. And the cows live four times longer because of it. They put out less milk, but the milk value and quality is much higher. I mean, you got different kinds of butterfat. The omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid ratios are different. The CLA values are different. It's just an entirely different milk. It's a natural milk. And we find most dramatically, most excitingly, is that when you go natural like this and you put the cow in a green grass pasture, you never find pathogens. And pathogens are disease-causing organisms for human beings, bad bugs. You never find them. They're just not there.
Are the cows themselves just healthier?
They're healthier, but their physiology has changed. Uh-huh. The rumen is a completely different environment when you don't have antibiotics. Antibiotics are an indiscriminate shotgun on the body. They go in and they're intended to kill a particular pathogen, let's say, that's making a disease process occur, let's say, causing an infection in the uterus or something, or the udder, uh-huh. Mastitis. Well, it doesn't just go after that infection. It goes after every bacteria in the entire body. And what is a cow? A cow is a living organism with a big digestive tract that is a fermentation vat, is what it is. A fermentation takes place because of bacteria and temperature, warmth. Well, guess what? You're going to knock out those bacterium with antibiotics. So the digestive tract completely goes to shreds when you give a cow antibiotics. So you feed them a lot of grain, a lot of antibiotics, you put them in a place where there's no green grass, and you start seeing pathogens in their manure, and lots of pathogens. In fact, the UC Davis studies have found that 31% of the milk tanks that were tested in the last few years showed that they had a human pathogen present in the raw manure, in the raw milk from these cows, and that came from the raw manure on these dairies that use all these conventional factory farm practices. When our manure was tested, not one single solitary human pathogen was found in the herd when they tested the fresh raw manure. Let's talk about four things: pasteurization, homogenization, standardization, and then supplementation. Those are probably the four things we could probably talk about with milk. Conventional dairy systems and the current paradigm, if you will, the culture we have in the United States, is where you take milk to a creamery. And the milk is collected from many different dairies and goes to a creamery, allows a very high level of bacteria in that milk because it's all commingled together, and it goes through a pasteurizer. The pasteurizer is heat treatment. That's all it is, heat treatment. The milk is taken to at least 140 degrees in a vat, or 161 degrees. In the vat, you would take it for maybe 30 minutes. It would be a long-term kind of thing. Pasteurization at HTST, which is the high temperature short time pasteurization, is 161 degrees for about 15 to 20 seconds, depending on whose standard you're working on. Or ultra high temperature pasteurization, which is 282 degrees for 3 to 5 seconds. And that's where they take it to regular pasteurization temperature, and then they inject culinary steam to rocket it way up, literally 120 degrees higher, and then back down by a cooling process. Those processes basically kill most of the bacteria.
Good and bad.
Everything. Indiscriminate. They don't select out and say, you stand in this line, you stand in this line. They all line up and get shot in the head. Okay? During that process, the bacterium that are being killed, the cell bodies, membranes are being broken open. That's how you kill the bacteria. Well, those cell membranes, when they're broken open, release their cytotoxins and the various different things inside of the cell membrane. Their internal contents are spilled out. Those internal contents are histamines. They are the minuscule proteins that are foreign to your body because your body doesn't know how to understand these little foreign things that are coming from inside of a dead cell. It can see the big cell and understands it. It can recognize it. Oh, I know what that is. That's a bacteria. But when you break it open, you have all these little foreign proteins running around. Those are histamines, which starts a big battle and triggers an immune response of the histamine reaction. Histamine reactions can be asthma attacks, can be inflammation, can be tearing of the eyes, can be mucus production in your throat, can be itching, scratching, redness, all kinds of things that we all know and we all don't like. Histamine problems because we have, you know, gets drowsy from taking antihistamines and then the whole thing. So the pasteurization process renders this milk to be basically low bacteria count in terms of living bacteria, but very high bacteria in terms of if a dead bacteria count is extremely high, but they're all dead. Or many of them are all dead.
And we should really explain again that they're, you know, the milk as it comes out of the cow,
very clean.
It's basically clean if the cow's clean, if the environment's clean, if the cow's eating the right stuff. But that there are bacteria in it that typically, if it's a good environment, the bacteria are good for your body.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what happens is the bacteria coming from the cow are generally fine. From inside of the udder, the milk is very clean. The problem is the cross-contamination from manure on the side of the bag or on the teat where the machine goes on. You can't sterilize the teat or the udder of the cow. It would be impossible. There's a very diverse bacteria count on the surface of the skin of the cow's teat when you put the machine on. And so it's not a sterile process. Although we try to keep it clean, it's not sterile. If you have bad bugs coming out of the manure of the cow, and it's somehow microscopically being contaminated in the cow, milk, you're going to see it in the milk. So what matters is what's in the cow's manure ends up in the cow's milk microscopically.
Because that manure is everywhere, because that's the way cows are.
Put a black light on and look for we live in a macroscopic environment, we don't see the micro. You look in the micro, it's everywhere. You know, it's like wearing a white suit in a black room that was just painted black. You're gonna get black on it, but you can't see it because the bacteria is microscopic.
Right.
It's everywhere. That's pasteurization, okay? Raw milk does not ever raw milk intended for human consumption does not undergo pasteurization. It's a living product which has a very, very low bacteria count.
Because if you pasteurize it, it would kill everything.
It would kill it.
It wouldn't be alive.
It would not be alive. Okay. Raw milk is a living, breathing food. Raw milk that is produced here at Organic Pastures Dairy has about 1 to 3,000 bacterium per milliliter of milk. Milk produced in a conventional dairy is allowed to have up to 50,000 bacteria per milliliter, and when taken to the creamer, it can have up to 200,000 bacteria. Some dairy creamers have actually a lower standard. But what's interesting about that is they're all rendered dead by the pasteurization process, but the bacteria are still there, just in dead form. So the pasteurization process doesn't clean anything. It just kills it. So you have filthy dead milk, not filthy living milk. I think you get what I'm saying. Homogenization is a different process. Homogenization is phenomenally important to understand significantly as far as the history of milk is concerned. Back in the 20s and 30s and 40s when milk was being sold to the back doorstep of mom's house, you know, the milk could be delivered in a glass jar and you could see the butterfat level in the top of the glass. And there was a lot of competition between the dairies. Who had more butterfat in their milk? And the person who had more butterfat got more money and got more consumers. Well, the housewife would look out back in the back and say, the free one that came from the competitor had more cream in the top, and the old one came from the old guy, had less cream. She'll take the new one and leave the other guy to rot and tell him that she wants the new dairy distribution. And so they'd win the competition on that household for milk, okay?
Yeah.
So it was a competition between who's got more fat and who doesn't have. Well, the dairy industry figured that out. And they said, you know what? You don't need to be worrying about butterfat anymore, because we're going to homogenize it. We're going to make it all mixed together. And we're going to fortify it, too. We're going to add in some vitamin A and vitamin D, which needs to be homogenized to mix it all together. And in case it doesn't have enough, we'll maybe even add in some dried powdered milk to fortify it even some more, make it even better for you. So they got the people in this country convinced that destroying the butterfat so it no longer floated in the milk was important. But they didn't realize, or maybe they did realize, I'm not sure, if they did realize it was a crime, hopefully they didn't realize it, was that they were actually destroying an essential part of the embodiment of the milk itself. And that by crushing the butterfat cells and making them little pieces, they were releasing some very, very important enzymes which are not supposed to be in milk. They were destroying the butterfat as it was. They're making that butterfat from a nice, soft, big, spongy, marshmallowy looking thing that doesn't generally go through your intestines. It gets digested in your intestines and doesn't go through into little shards that move all over the place and go through your intestinal wall and get moved places they aren't supposed to be and get logged up and all kinds of problems happen. So they started having a solution to a business problem becoming a real value added to them, because they no longer had to prove they had more butterfat. In fact, they could put less butterfat in and just add dried powdered milk in to make up the mouthfeel, because skim milk looks blue, it doesn't look white. But you could add in other things to make the milk look white and have less butterfat, because you can make butter out of your butterfat and cheat it from the housewife who wanted whole milk. So it was a way to start cheating people out of their milk value and actually cheating our bodies out of nutritional value, and that hopefully was a side effect, not an intended effect. And some European nations have found in their studies, the FDA denies this, that coronary artery disease is directly associated to homogenized milk.